Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Wesley Early. This week on AK, silver-haired athletes go for gold. Competitors in Haines are gearing up for the National Senior Games in New Mexico. As KHNS's Claire Strumpel reports, the golden years are no time to slow down. They're time to bring home gold medals.
It's a brilliant day on the track field, and most of the snow is gone on Mount Rapinski. 59-year-old Connie Ward is glowing with exertion in the evening light. She launches a discus. It sails through the air, and it's a new personal best for Ward.
72 feet, 3 inches.
No way.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, I gotta write that down. At my age, I forget a lot. Let's see.
Her training partner, Nancy Nash, is 10 years her senior. She rolls up the huge tape measure she used to log the throws. Some high schoolers have already left the track for the night, but Ward and Nash have javelins to hurl.
Oh, wonderful, Connie. On to the javelin.
Now, are you too tired to do a little more shot
no.
put?
No,
want to
do some
more shot
put. More. Yeah. Yep.
And a couple more rounds of shot put practice. The two women are among 30 Alaskans headed to Albuquerque, New Mexico. They'll be among 14,000 competitors in the Senior National Games, 20 sporting events for over 50s. It's a true national event, with each contender placing first or second in a state contest to qualify. It'll be both women's first time to the Senior Games. Nash says she's looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. As I said to my son, called me for Mother's Day, I said, you know, I just think there's not that many women sprinting at my age. And he goes, Mom, I think there's even fewer women doing the shot put at your age.
The Senior Games, also known as the Senior Olympics, is the largest multi-sport event in the world for seniors. These competitors are flipping the script on popular conceptions of what an athlete can be.
When you see whole families wearing shirts saying, go grandma, you know?
Del Moon is a spokesman for the National Senior Games Association in Florida.
That's the kind of stuff we want to put in front of people to say, you got to rethink what you thought aging was, because you're shortchanging yourself.
He says American society is hardwired to pass on ageist stereotypes that seniors can't be competitive athletes. But these games prove that's not true.
The body was made to keep going. All you have to do is take care of it. If you're 32 and you think life ends at 50, you are completely, you know, brainwashed.
The community of Haines has an aging population. 30% are over 65. That makes this southeast borough the oldest population in Alaska, and older than average nationwide.
Oh, yes. No. Yep.
Nash has broken barriers on the track field before.
Like, my high school had no competitive sport teams for girls.
That's because she attended high school before Title IX, the landmark provision in a 1972 law that forced public schools to offer equal sporting opportunities for boys and girls. But she competed anyway, in the small girls-only league that formed independently of her high school in Michigan.
And this was in 65, I think, that I learned how to do the shot put and sprint, and that's what I'm doing. And it came right back to me, and I was pretty sure that I could sprint at my age.
Connie Ward went to school post-Title IX. She still holds records there. Lately, she has extra motivation.
And I like it because it shows that to my kids that your mom still has it.
The games run from June 14th to 25th. These boomers hope to have precious metal souvenirs when they return from sunny Albuquerque. For AK, I'm Claire Strumpel.